Okay, good morning. We're going to begin with the next bracha of Shmon Esrei, the fourth bracha, Tachoni L'Adam Da'as. So the first three brachos are brachos of praise. The middle three brachos are brachos of bakasha, of requests, of tachnunim. And the first request that we have is a request of knowledge, of wisdom. And the question, first question is, why do we begin with that? So the Birkei Yosef, the Chida, cites Rabbi Yamin HaKohen, who cites the view of Chazal, that if someone lacks basic sense, we are not allowed to show this person mercy. If a person lacks sense, if a person does not appreciate gratitude towards any of those who might show him mercy, then it's not really so appropriate to show mercy to that person. We should only show mercy to those who have the sense to feel gratitude and to use our favors that we give them properly. So therefore, in our first blessing of requests, we ask Hashem to grant us sense and understanding so that we will appreciate all that Hashem has given us. Also, Chazal say, Ein bor yirei chayd ve'ein am ha'aretz chasid. Knowledge is a prerequisite to fearing God. Sometimes there are two competing mitzvahs in Judaism, and we need to know what's correct. So we need to serve God. So the basic need that we have in order to serve God is understanding His knowledge, is not being a boor. The Shulchan Aruch says that this is the first bracha because that's the basic difference between man and animal. It's intelligence. If you ain't bina, ain't tefillah. If you don't have wisdom, you can't pray to God. So I just want to make a couple of points about the structure of this bracha. It's a little bit different than in other brachos. In this bracha, we start off and we say Atah Chonei L'Adam Da'as, and then we say Chonei Me'itcha. We first describe God, and then we ask for things. We say Chonei Me'itcha De'a Bina Vaskel. That's very different than I think every other bracha, most every other bracha in the Shmon Esrei. We start off every other bracha on the Shmon Esrei, at least in the requests, Hashiv Eidu Me'in L'Sarasecha, Slach Lado Avidu, Rifa Eidu, Re'eda. Every other bracha, most every other bracha, there's a verb. We immediately ask God to do something. Here, we first describe that Atah Chorei L'Adam Da'as before we ask for it. And the question is why? So, could be that the key to understanding this is that we do say that Hashem is Melamed Adam Da'as, right? In Tehillim Tzadi Dal Yud, it says, HaMelamed Adam Da'as, that God teaches us, and we ask Hashem, we say that we want God to teach us, but the verb that's used is Chanina. Chanenu Meitcha De'a Bina Vaskel. That is unusual form of asking God to teach us something. We should ask God to be Melamed. So we say, we do use that verb of describing what God does. But when we ask Him for something, we say, Chanenu Meitcha. So the term Chanina is actually found in Birkas Kohanim. It's actually found in Birkas Kohanim. We say, Yo'er Hashem Panav Elecha V'chuneka. We ask God to be gracious. It's related to the word China, which means free and undeserved. Hashem is Chanun when He gives freely, when He gives a gift with no strings attached. So the question is, why do we use this verb to single out this specific request of describing the act of giving man wisdom? And I think the key is Chanenu Me'itcha. Wisdom is granted from Hashem's self. The difference between wisdom and everything else is that everything else is created by God in order to give to us. But this wisdom is shared by God with us. It's not made by God like food, nor does it exist as the result of an action by God like justice or forgiveness. But it itself is an attribute of God. Wisdom is an attribute of God, and that's why we request it from God. And that could be the explanation for the word chonein. We want to request from what we request in Birkas Kohanim. We want Hashem to shine His face upon us. V'chudeka. We want direct contact, face to face as it were, which results in us receiving chanina. And how is this reflected in our lives? Through wisdom. And perhaps this can explain why we start not with the verb of describing Atah Chonein before Chaneinu Meitcha De'a Bina Vaskel. But that's what we say. We say Chaneinu Meitcha. We're chodenu from you, God. We want God, you to share with us. We want the vekas. We want to connect with God. So here again, the verb is not first. First we have the description, then the verb. Why? Because when it comes to other requests, we first ask God to provide what we lack. But there is no question of our ability to receive if God chooses to give. If God grants us health, then of course we shall be healthy. But knowledge of God is presumptuous. How can mortal man share in the wisdom of God? Therefore, before making the request, we first must state that it is possible and appropriate. We first must state that God does this to us, that God shares his knowledge with us, that God does this great gift for us. And once we establish that, then we can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to grant us this great attribute of wisdom, of sharing his wisdom, so that we can connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu better.